State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Getting your first car is a seminal moment in Michigan. Cars are part of our cultural heritage. That first car can also make daily life a lot easier. And if there's a group of young people that few things are made easy for, it's kids from the state's foster care system. But this group of teenagers in particular has a pretty hard time even getting driver's licenses, let alone cars. And to illustrate that, here is the epic story of just one young person from the foster care system trying to do both those things.
Pretty good. How are you, Ben?
This is Alex, back in January when I first met him and did a story about transitioning out of the foster care system. Alex lives in rural Berrien County. At a minimum, he's 20 miles from everything. College classes, any work he can find. He didn't have a car, so Alex caught a lot of rides with Paula Lacquiere, a state worker helping him as he left the foster care system. And during those rides, they would plot how Alex was finally going to get a car.
Gathering funds.
So that was January. 7 months later, Alex has a car.
It's a 2005 Volkswagen Passat.
It has changed his life. He can take more classes. He just got a steady job at Pizza Hut. And when Alex talks about it, he sounds like he almost can't believe it.
I feel truly blessed to be able to find a vehicle that runs very well. And
how Alex got this car is a pretty epic story with a lot of people chipping in. But back up. How Alex got a driver's license is an epic story in itself. So we have to start there. Alex came out of the foster care system with the clothes on his back. Really, just that.
When I came out of the system, I didn't have any identification. You have to have identification to get identification.
Zero identification will make it hard to get a license. But Alex was over 18, and that was lucky for him. He was able to get a voter registration card, and he rebuilt his identity on paper from there.
I felt like a person again.
So that was the first hurdle, and then came driver's education. In Michigan, teens need to log 80 hours of driving time to get their licenses. Alex didn't have his mom or dad to sit shotgun and let him drive their car, and it's hard to convince other people to let you drive their cars. Alex got lucky again. He had several people willing to help. His aunt let him drive her car and get some hours. Paula Lacquiere, his state worker, she helped a lot. A county commissioner even pitched in. Alex wants me to tell you her name, too. It's Deborah Panazzo. She took Alex to his college classes for a year, and she often let him drive. That's how he made those hours. That's how he got his license, when he was 19. So now, on to how Alex was going to afford an actual car. That can be extra expensive for kids from foster care. There are no parents to co-sign a loan or add a kid to an insurance policy. Alex needed all the money, about $7,000, up front. And here, some more folks stepped in. After the story with Alex aired in January, an anonymous donor reached out and gave money to the foster care transition program Alex is in. That donation freed up some state funds to help Alex out with the car. There was a little bit of grant money, federal money, and of course, the lion's share was Alex's money that he'd saved. And then, the last person to step in, Terry Hightower from Lakewood Motor Sales.
Me and Terry have formed this relationship where he goes out to the auction. I said, because he's a certified mechanic also, and he finds a good vehicle at a good price. And he's willing to sit with us through the paperwork.
That's how one hardworking young person who aged out of foster care got a driver's license and a car. He had the help of several supportive adults, some county officials, the media, and some angel investors. That is what it took. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.